2 minutes ahead, but it's good if we can, we are already here, so we can start, and when they turn the internet, and some of the people are already in the internet, so there is no problem whatsoever. And so our opening song in the evening is 255. Once again, it is a real joy to open the evening service at Bethel Baptist Church. And for you who are in the internet and you already are on the internet, we're just going to start 1 minute ahead in songs. Look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the only Savior and the only intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ, our High Priest. And we are thankful for a good day of activities and preachings and teachings from the morning and the Bible hour, the morning service, the Bible classes in the afternoon, the choir practice, and the activities of the young people. Lord, how wonderful it is to spend a day in the house of the living God. And now we close the day so that we can praise your name and study again the book of Revelation. We are getting closer and closer to the end, but how fascinating it is to know that you are in control of this universe, you're in control of this earth, and that you will accomplish your coming. And tonight we're going to see what you're going to do at your coming. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you again for the information that you leave in the Bible. Thank you for the desire to go verse by verse and line upon line and see what you have to say. Bless us as we praise your name. Bless those on the internet who are listening at this hour and who are praising the name of God with us, who are studying the scripture with us. And so bless them and touch them in a very special way. In Jesus we praise, and in Jesus we pray. Amen. All right, you let me know. Okay, Salvador, one hymn, and then I get to you, Lucas. 61? 61. Salvador, change him. All right. Now, these people are doing trick to me. Okay, 61. All right. Usually is Daniela here, but now Salvador took your hymn. Now you take him's hymn. All right. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. All right, number 61 in the hymn books.
Thank you.
in the internet. Lucas.
Number two.
Number two. Okay, yeah. Mr. Kasanchan in heaven is smiling because he always loved number two. And now you and Mr. Kasanchan are enjoying this. Love the divine. Understood, all right? The key question is, we are under the law and no under grace. Well, I have news for you. You cannot kill, you cannot commit adultery, and so on. And so we are not really free from the law. Now, the Lord Jesus fulfilled the law. Doesn't mean that you now can go and kill somebody. They misunderstand the responsibility of giving. And if it's true, you give 10%, you start from there. But there are people who are mad. And I took Salvador home, and he told me, he said, you have made a few people mad this morning. And I said, oh, no, Salvador. Yes, Salvador, you're right. There were some people mad because they don't want to obey the scripture. There are circumstances you cannot give the tithe. And God understands that too. And then you give what you can, and then you build up. And you don't stop at the tithe. You keep on going, all right? It's just amazing. But you know what I said? I said people love money, and indeed, especially in America, who you have so much, people love money. And people say, oh, I'm tied with money. No, not tied. You love money, period, all right? Girls never marry a man who love money because you don't want to get anything. All right, let's get the internet. The people are calling in into our station here and tell them. 236? 236 is a hymn, so very easy to find and very easy to sing. The Amazing Grace. We sing the first and the last on this one. It's just beautiful. Church voted unanimously to purchase the other property here in town that was for sale. I thought, as we put so many restrictions and things that will not be accepted, but it was accepted by Bank Cowell Bank and also by the home of realtors, and they are counseling at this moment the church to look on it and to see the opportunity to sell the church for us. They're so interested, they're asking price for this property. Terry told me, they called me and said, well, they maybe want to buy this property and exchange or something. And so I knew they were in need of selling, and we do not use that as a means of not paying what arrived. But I told Raquel, well, we make this offer, but there is no chance they will accept it or consider. Last time we did a letter, and they said, no, forget it. But now they're paying attention to it. So I have to pray that God in his will tell us. Years ago, 1980, I was the pastor of that church. At that time, it was called Valley Baptist, belonged to the Regular Baptist Association, a very rigid association. Your skirt had to be to the floor, and this, and you cannot wear the short hair, and all kinds of rigidity. And we changed the church in 2 years, and we were about 400 people. My radio work was so intense across the world that I had to leave the church. And then my neighbors went, and they don't want to go, so my neighbors came to my living room on Sunday for church service. And after two Sundays, I think, we went to, I have a neighbor who sell coffee beans. And so the bank, the first bank there in Gilroy, offered the community room to start. And I remember the first day, we were about seven people, and then we filled the community room, the hallway, the kitchen. We were everywhere, circuit televisions in every room for people, until this place was for sale in 1980, 82, and 385. And Raquel saw the sign for sale. And then she called me to the church office. Mr. Kasanjan built in his building a little office for me, and I have the office. And I said, well, how much they want? In 1985, this was all fields. It was not fences, not all fields. This was painted in black, yellow, and red. There was the brethren were black in color, and they had different expressions, and they have handrails on here with flags, and in the back was an old house, and all fields here. No division. The street was only two lane. And he said, he wants $225,000. I'm telling him not to nail the sign, pull the sign out. I bring the money in an hour. So I called Brother Cassada, Ed Cassada. He lives on the 17 Miles Drive. He was one of the founders. I said, you come right away with your Mercedes and bring me a check of $225,000. We're buying this building. He said, well, I don't know. Well, either I talk to your wife or you bring this. And so he came and he brought the check, and we bought the property. And about a year later, we paid everything off. Another year, Brother Kasanjan got a loan in his house. We pay our brother. And then Brother Dr. McCormack sold the property and give us the property, and we pay everything off. Now, that's very generous of people, very, very generous. This church has very generous people. But how precious will be, I told Raquel, I feel funny to have to return. I want to see the building. It's nothing, that building is nothing. When I was there, it was entirely different. And I feel fine. I walk over there, and I was just shaking a little, a little funny. But let's see what the Lord does. You pray that God will make his will. I don't pray, God, give me that building. And say, Lord, if this is your will, we step it on it. One thing I want is not to be in debt. I don't believe a church should owe money to anybody, and neither you nor I. And so, therefore, if we can do the transaction without being in debt, that will be of the Lord. Right, so I give you a briefing, you pray, and we will know, I'm sure. I'll be in Oregon, by the way, after this. But you will know through Terry what's going on, and I will know as they call me. All right, now the next song will be, yes, Mary Kasanjan. 163. Open my eyes that I may see. It's not, it should be a prayer before reading the Bible, before listening. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see. Who opened our eyes? Who is the person who opened my eyes? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Thank God.
Open my eyes and I may see.
All right. Good. Are you feeling better? All right. They did your laser treatment? Okay, good. Good. Very good. Thank God. We pray for you and God is answering. Never alone. That's true. Never alone. Even if you are alone, you are never alone. Is registered where?
Hebrews
chapter 13, verse 5. All right, we got it.
Wow.
We got it, okay. This is what the verse says. Let your conversation or your behavior be without covetousness, without love of money, and be content with such thing as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Isn't that beautiful? All right. Again, the love of money is involved in that text. Yes, sir.
151.
Yeah. Okay. 151. I think our brother think Jesus coming again. All right. That's good.
How do we know?
I don't know. Jesus coming again. Sharp in the control room. Brother Lewis was a little down today because he said this is the second time they have bring a CD and cannot be played. I don't remember the other time that he was here in the CD. Very, very sorry. Yes, sir.
What we did is we got it early enough so we were able to get it played on a different device.
Oh, because he said that they played it three times before.
Yeah.
And play.
It plays several times on there, and then sometimes it just won't play.
Yeah. Well, I told him, don't worry about it. And you know, the Lord has control of everything. It's absent. You think it's going to happen, and nothing happened. Well, it's all the Lord, you know. Don't think we don't like you to sin. We love him, you know. But people can be really touchy. If your eyes is down, you really be touchy. You say, well, the Lord don't want me to sin today, so what? I said, well, you gordito, go home. I put the worst because I said, you gordito, go home. Ooh, it really was. All right. Yes, sir. A gordito in Spanish is a fat boy, but when we say gordito, it means it's pleasant. Now, if I say you gordo, that would be different. All right. But I said, you gordito, and he jumped on. But he's gordito.
He's crying, Pastor.
Well, I don't say it anymore. Brother Blinka, and I get to you. Brother Blinka.
508.
All right, 508. Now, remember, if you see a gordito, don't tell gordito. 508. We do that. 149. Okay.
Amen.
Diane, for your beautiful service and playing the piano for us.